Hello, listeners of Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. I am so glad you set your radio dials to 88.1 FM, because it is time again for another edition of Faith in Action. I'm your host for this show, Joanne Fox, and so pleased again that you're supporting what we do here at Siouxland Catholic Radio by listening to this locally produced program and, you know, supporting us with prayers and your time and your talent and your treasure. We are so grateful. So we have on the phone just a longtime guest of mine, and I will explain that a little more. But it's Pat Castle, and he is associated with the Life Runners team, and they have something exciting coming up. Life Runner Across America Relay is starting again on Monday, Independence Day, July 4th, and then it will run through Sunday, August 7th. The finish line is in Kansas City, Kansas, the Overland Park area. We are so pleased that this is another ongoing event. But then you are asking yourself, why are we promoting this then? It seems like that's in the future, July 4th. Well, Saturday, July 23rd, Sunday, July 24th, the relay passes through Elk Point, Jefferson, and North Sioux City, South Dakota, which is all in our listening area, and Sioux City, Iowa, and it's going to go across the Vets Memorial Bridge from Sioux City into South Sioux City, Nebraska. So we're going to have information joining this life-saving team. I know I said it is Life Runners, but I have found out in the past you do not have to run, which is so important for me because I am not interested in running anywhere except maybe to my car if it's too hot or it's raining. So I welcome to the program Pat Castle. Pat, it is such a treat to have you on. And again, we have a history with each other. And as my listeners know, Pat, this show is all about me. I am always putting people on who are my friends. I'm always putting events on that resonate with me. So the listeners get to experience my joy as well. So welcome to the program, Pat.
Thank you, Joanne. And for you and the listeners, or if you're listening in the morning, God morning. And if you're listening in the afternoon, God afternoon. And if you're listening by way of a podcast in the evening, God evening.
That's very good, Pat. We're going to keep you around for that. So I'm sure the listeners would be curious to know a little bit about yourself. So why don't you share a little bit about yourself, Pat?
Joanne, you bet. I mean, our story is a shared story. It's a story of faith. It's a story of identity and identifying as Christians first and foremost. And I love it when people of faith, when their journeys overlap, and it's been so joyful to overlap with you and your faith and shared missions to remember the unborn and to really live out our faith, to, you know, proclaim that God is Lord and He's come to give us life and life eternal. And so there's a lot of synergy, but my side of the, you know, us intersecting is by way of growing up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I graduated from O'Gorman High School in 1989, so just up the road from you. And then I went to the United States Air Force Academy. And you graduated in 1993. My career in the military lasted until 2014, and there was three pieces to it. I was an Air Force scientist, so a weapons of mass destruction defense officer scientist, and God certainly equips the called. So, you know, that overlap into pro-life ministry, abortion has taken more lives than all weapons of mass destruction in the history of the world. There's more loss of life to abortion in 1 year in America than all combat casualties in the history of America. So that number is 650,000 combat casualties where, you know, just in this past year, just on pace this year, we're at about 930,000 abortions in America. So that kind of perspective on protecting against weapons of mass destruction, that has certainly helped me strategically as being a full-time pro-life missionary. And then another part of my Air Force military background is I was a chemistry professor for 7 years at the Air Force Academy. So this came in really handy with understanding biochemistry and that life begins at conception, fertilization, and to be able to teach that and proclaim that, you know, life begins in a mother's womb, and it begins in that moment. The God made all of creation in a moment with, you know, it's attributed to a Catholic monk, the Big Bang Theory. You know, the atheists say, well, there was some energy. Yeah, we have a name for that energy, God, and God created us in a moment. And so we know that God continues to do miracles and conversions in a moment. So those moments matter. So I've been able to articulate that. And then the third part of my journey was to command an Air Force clinic. My last assignment was I commanded the Ellsworth Air Force Base Medical Clinic. And that also was equipping me for being a pro-life missionary when you think that the world has the audacity to call abortion healthcare, or in an abortion facility, an abortion clinic. There's nothing clinic, no one getting well at an abortion facility, and there's nothing healthcare about an abortion. Someone's dying and someone's being wounded. So the ability to be able to translate those three pieces that God had prepared me, equipped me for the mission that we share as missionaries, for God, as advocates for the least of our brothers and sisters, Matthew 25:40, what you do for the least of God, God's children, the least of his children, least of the brothers and sisters, we do for Christ and for God. And so there's our overlapping journey. So now God has called me to lead the largest pro-life team in the world called Life Runners. And I like that you already put all the listeners, all our friends and teammates at ease, that running is optional. So everyone can just kind of sit back. And dare I say, and I think it's true from a logic standpoint, that the Life Runner walkers are better Life Runners because you can read their jersey, the back of their jersey, that says, remember the unborn. You can see that easier. Meditate on it when you're walking through a grocery store aisle or walking around the block or going to work or school with such a message on your back to remember the unborn. And does it matter? Does it matter to put on a shirt that says, remember the unborn? It does, and this is why. 78% of post-abortion mothers said that if just one person had encouraged them to choose life or they saw an encouraging sign to choose life. Well, Life Runners are wearing an encouraging sign, remember the unborn, and they are an encouraging person. So to think that just by putting on a shirt with such a life-saving message that we are helping to defend life and helping encourage, imparting courage in mothers in crisis pregnancies to choose life and helping little kids have birthdays, that motivates us to wear our witness. And there's a little warm-up lap for everybody with us getting ready for the Across America Relay as it moves through the Siouxland, Sioux City area on July 23rd and 24th.
Absolutely. And again, listeners, I want to remind you that, you know, the Life Runners team actually was started by Pat Castle. And that in and of itself is an unusual story. And I know that's going to take some time to talk about that. And again, listeners, I got to remind you, you know, that the show is all about me. So I remember when I had Pat and some Life Runners from Sacred Heart Grade School here in Sioux City on the air. Our best guess is 2015 or 2016. You know, as we age, we kind of forget the exact year. But the bigger claim to fame that Pat and I talked about just before we started this show is that the Catholic Globe, which was a newspaper for the Diocese of Sioux City at that time, mm-hmm. now has segued to be called Lumen Media. In 2010, we had the honor of being the first media to report on Life Runners.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Smile to think that when that article went out, there were 17 life runners from states. When that article, the first media. Now, the ministry started in 2008 when 12 of us ran the Chicago Marathon to raise money for ultrasound equipment. And there was 12 of us in 2009. There were 17 of us in 2010. But that article, that media sharing about that there's people wearing jersey that says for the unborn. Of course, now running's optional, and we have ages 0.1. But at that time, we were a marathon team, and just 17 of us. Well, by the end, thanks in part to that, proclaiming that message, there were 170 teammates in 20 states. So that domino of media. ...1,324 cities across 41 nations. So, yes, but that Sulan article was the first blowhorn declaring, you know, presenting, proclaiming, inviting, evangelizing people to be a life runner and to wear their witness, putting God first, because, you know, life needs to be protected and celebrated, and inviting people to join us. Exciting.
And we have a lot more exciting stuff to talk about with Pat Castle.
We do.
And the Life Runners team. But as you know, listeners, we always take a short break to give a shout out to our supporters, our underwriters, do some public service announcement. But please, I ask you, stay tuned because we will be right back.